Without integrity, nothing works. Your capacities will turn off, one by one. I got a good question from a client who can or won't keep her site capacity on for any length of time. She asked, "How quickly is a capacity switching off after you reactivate it? Is it switching off before I get the chance to even use it?" I looked, muscle tested a few ideas, and started to see what's happening. A good question can trigger a lot of looking, and if you have the site capacity, a lot of seeing. I saw that seeing what there is to see is very confronting, because now you know you are full of crap. So as soon as the ego sees the light on, it turns it off. What do I mean? Most people, likely you, have a very low level of integrity. Your life has no integrity. Your life, your actions are not true to your standards and ideals. You don't meet your own expectations of yourself, of the expectations of others. You have settled into something that is comfortable, bearable, and you don't want to upset the apple cart. Several businesses have gotten permission in New York State to reopen, so one of my students returned to work on Monday, and his site capacity promptly turned off. There is no integrity in him doing the job he does. His heart isn't into it. He has already picked and has been building a business. So on Monday and Tuesday he was fake, overly cheerful. I am just imagining it. I actually don't know how he was, but judging from his numbers he was suddenly needing to be liked by everyone. Not authentic, no integrity. And no wonder that the capacity turned off. Promptly. So if you are one of the people who consistently can't keep the site on, consider attending to your integrity. Here is the integrity statement again, as a reminder. I'll attempt to break it up like a checklist. Nothing hidden. Being truthful and honest. Doing complete work. Working from an empowering context, and doing very well what you do. Doing it as it was meant to be done or better, and without cutting corners. Integrity is being true to your values, standards and ideals. In other words, honoring one's word. Doing what you know to do. Doing what you said you would do and on time. Doing what others would expect you to do even if you haven't said you would do it, and saying when you are not doing this as soon as you realize you won't be doing it or won't be doing it on time. And crot. Honoring your word is yourself and crot. Ultimately, we could say that integrity is the foundation of the relationship with yourself. If you don't meet your own expectations, and do nothing to change it, you won't have integrity, and the site won't stay on. Integrity is always a work in progress. Integrity doesn't require you to have arrived. It requires you to be in action towards integrity. Thinking about it is not integrity. Talking about it is not integrity. Action is the currency of integrity. One of my students has raised her integrity from 3% to 10%. The first leg of raising it is the hardest. Given the checklist, I can now muscle test where she drops the ball, or where she just holds it and doesn't throw it, no action, and can ask her to focus on just one area, like stop lying, or keep her word about going to bed at a certain time, or be kind to herself. Most of integrity is lost because we put too much emphasis on what other people say about us. Integrity is not possible if you are not self-directed, if you are not true to yourself. But instead you are like an all-you-can-eat buffet. Or conversely you use others as all-you-can-eat buffets. If you want what belongs to another, covet it, envy it, you can't have integrity, and the site capacity cannot stay on. Many people focus on the activities needed to keep the site active, but they do it on the top of life that is shambles, on the top of sloth, anger, hate, envy, ingratitude, vengefulness. All these come from early childhood, entitlement you've never grown out of. It's not an accident that the students who can keep the capacity on are in training in my playground or in the What's the Truth About You workshops. They are, the ones that can keep the capacity on, advanced students actively working on their integrity. And there are also students who have been in the playground forever and haven't done the growing up necessary to become an adult who can have integrity. And therefore an advanced DNA capacity like the site. The site is really the threshold capacity. No kidding. When you can have it working, even just partially, you are in the process to cross over to the promised land. Here is an email I just got. And quat, I am feeling some change already. In my art I'm finding ideas, images and patterns more quickly. I am trusting myself and inner knowing, getting out of my own way to allow creativity come to me rather than attempting to force it. In my wider life I also am just knowing stuff without words or explanation. It isn't present all the time, it flows to me in a way. Like capturing a mist. I will keep you informed. I am forcing myself to make my art my priority and working in my studio as many hours as I can. This is a big switch from making others and chores my priority. And cried. If you pay close attention, she severed her addiction to live for others, and returned to her studio. An integrity action. And then she is making a declaration to stick with it. If she keeps her word, she will be off to heaven. Heaven on earth. While another student said this. In quiet, very frustrating because I don't realize or know how I am doing that. So is my ego threatened? Am I too invested in maintaining the image I have of myself? Can the big bundle help with this issue? I will go and check out your articles to read about the ego and see if I can find any clue to help me. I have been feeling very depressed / down since you started activating the sight capacity. Could it be a reaction of my ego to the daily glimpses of the truth I have seen? And cry. She asks about the big bundle. My answer is hell yeah. The big bundle is my secret weapon. You see, no matter where you are, no matter who you are, your consciousness tends to fall asleep at the wheel, you get seduced, you get complacent, lax, and you drop the ball. And your life starts going to the shithouse. If you don't see it, you are blind. But the big bundle keeps consciousness awake, alert, so you can see that you are doing it, or that you are about to do it, or that you did it. And you straighten yourself out. You stop daydreaming, you stop blaming, you stop finding excuses. And get back to the business of life. You restore integrity as soon as your consciousness alerts you that it is out. This is how I manage to maintain my vibration and my self-love. Occasionally when I forget to use the big bundle, I get whiny, complaining, blaming. And when I finally notice it, I return to the big bundle, and repair the damage I caused in my self-love, in my relationships, and in my business, health, wealth, however big the damage is. The student who feels depressed and down since I activated the sight for her experiences her seeing her integrity being nowhere near what it could be. The big bundle will keep nudging her to do what she knows to do to return to integrity. Want to get the big bundle? The more you listen to it through headphones, the more stuff you can get done, the higher your integrity can go, and the more results and self-love you'll experience. Go to step 2, go to www.yourvibration.com/1/big bundle.